You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. I am extra excited because I'm coming to you with someone that is very relevant to everything that you're going to do in your life and in your business. Our guest today is Sandra Lee. Sandra Lee has a bio that says, while harmonious relationships support you in accomplishing your goals, strained relationships are stressful and block your progress. Sandra Lee empowers you to heal and optimize your relationships with exceptional intuitive awareness, the power of sound, and a touch of science. She helps you be in the energetic flow and prioritizing actions that matter. Human design is her favorite tool for assessing you in understanding your purpose and making sense of your life, relationships, and business. Welcome, Sandra.
So wonderful to be with you. So I want to start off with a question.
Ooh.
How many of you have grandchildren? And for those of you who have grandchildren, how important are those grandchildren to you? The people that I know visiting with the grandchildren is their favorite activity. And I have a story for you, a transformation story for you. One of my clients has a granddaughter, and she wasn't really able to spend much time with a granddaughter. How come? Because her relationship with her daughter was strained. Daughter was practically disowning her mother. And this caused pain for my client, not just because of the daughter, but because she also wasn't able to see her grandchild. And this stress was causing stress for her overall. And she wasn't focusing on her business because of this stress about her family. She didn't really need to put a lot of energy into her business, so she just wasn't doing it because other priorities were bigger. So I did human design with her. Human design gives you a chart based on your birthday that tells you a lot about who you are, what you're good at, what your gifts are, what your challenges are, and it helps you understand what motivates you. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
I helped my client understand what motivates her. And then I did human design for my client, looking at her daughter's chart and helping the mother understand her daughter's gifts, challenges, and motivations. So when we look at the things that happened in their interactions, helping the mother make sense of what was going on for the daughter in these situations where they were bashing heads. And when something is going wrong in my relationships, my natural tendency is to notice, what am I doing wrong? How do I have to fix things by changing myself? What do I have to do to fix it?
Right.
Coming from this place of, it's all my fault, and my actions is the only thing I can control, mm-hmm. Right? So I helped her understand that this is why this clashing heads is happening. And that enabled my client to, one, stop feeling like there's something wrong with me.
Oh, great.
It makes sense of what is happening. So that she stopped making herself wrong, mm-hmm. for what was happening.
Wow.
That alone is a really big thing.
Yeah.
Right? Beginning to have peace about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suggested to my client several practical strategies for what to do. How do you interact with your daughter? What do you say to your daughter that feeds into the daughter's needs?
Mm-hmm.
the specific reasons and motivations that were behind the daughter's behavior. So I'm going to talk about something I call pigeonholes. Okay.
Okay. Before you do that, I just wanted to point out, and you said this, and I just want to drive the point home a little bit more for my audience to think about, is how often are you in your business working on something and you're maybe talking to a client or you're doing a proposal or whatever it is that you're doing in your business, and you are not entire, you cannot possibly be entirely there because of the friction and conflict that's happening outside of what you're doing with your clients. It could even be, you got a flat tire on the way into the store that day. You know, that's, we tend to bring all of that into what we're doing, and that keeps us from focusing the way that we should and the way that we can, because there's so much noise and conflict going on outside that our energy is all focused the wrong way. And what Sandra is talking about is how to resolve all of that so that you can be present and you can build your business. And that's what's really important. And one of the tools that she's using is human design. And human design is really a very complex tool. It's beautiful, and it's very, very, there's a lot of moving pieces to it. And it does come down to a couple key features that you can grasp without having to learn all of human design. So it is a really powerful tool, and it can be very useful in just what Sandra's talking about. Like why what I'm doing is conflicting with what somebody else is doing. Like for me, I won't go too deep into this, but human design has open areas and closed and filled areas. And when you have an open area in your human design, that means that other people can come and fill it for you. So for me, my emotions is empty. So if anyone has emotions around me, then I just take on their emotions. And what a powerful thing for me to learn that one tiny lesson about how I interact with other people. So I know we don't have time to go into all the intricacies and details of it, and I just wanted to give my listeners a little bit more description of human design from my understanding.
Yes. So I will use what you just used as your own example in this little story.
Okay.
It's not part of the story specifically, but I'll use that as an example of how to provide a practical strategy. Okay. So Say that my client's daughter has this, emotional solar plexus issue. Okay. We call it undefined emotional solar plexus, but this is taking on other people's emotional energy. Okay. A very common way that this person might deal with that, handle that, is they feel pressure to keep other people happy.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's true for you, right?
100%.
So, yes. So for my client, knowing that her daughter feels this pressure to keep other people happy, in interacting with her daughter, she would help the daughter feel like it's not necessary to change herself to keep mother happy. Right? So it's like for you, Sharon, you might change yourself to avoid somebody else getting upset with you.
Yes.
Changing yourself to keep people happy. Okay. So if I were to know that about you, I would speak into that and help you know that it's like, you might be feeling like you have to keep me happy. Really, you know what? It's okay. That's not necessary.
Wow.
I really want to hear how you actually feel.
Wow. Wow. What a powerful shift that is.
Yes. Right? So if the daughter is feeling pressure to keep her mother happy and is changing herself, withholding her communication or whatever to avoid upsetting mother, then mother addressing that head on, saying, if you're feeling this way, I want you to know I love you, and you don't need to stop communicating out of fear of upsetting me.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? So it's like doing that. That's a very practical action that someone with an intention to change a relationship can use
Yes.
to start filling the cup of the other person,
Yeah.
filling the need, that foundational need that this other person has, right? So that they start to soften and open up, making available a whole different level of conversation and interaction in this relationship.
Yeah. I can see
Okay.
that. That's really powerful. And even if you don't know, Sandra, what somebody else's human design might be, knowing what your own is, how can we use that tool just of ourselves? Like, how can we use the power of what we know about ourselves to interact better with our customers or, you know, the
Yes.
people that we work with that we might not have that intimate information about?
Here's a very specific example. Okay. So in my human design chart, there's a shape down at the bottom. It's called the root center. Doesn't matter what. And it's defined. It's colored. It's brown. Okay. This means that there are some people who have that square white, where they might feel pressure from me. They might feel like I am putting pressure on them to do something. In any sort of business interaction, it's quite possible that someone else might feel like I am pressuring them. Knowing that, and in a coaching kind of relationship, I'm sharing information with somebody. They might want to work with me, and I want them to know, in case you feel like I'm pressuring you, I want you to know that it's like you do what feels right for you. I'm
Yes.
just giving you information so you have what you need to make a decision, and I am verbally withdrawing the pressure.
That's really powerful because if you know what it is that you're prone to do like this, then you can, this is just so it's perfect that you can say, hey, look, I want you to know that there is no pressure coming from me. If you feel pressure, I'm releasing you from that. And that's an acknowledgement of something that they're feeling that they might not even realize where it's coming from, but you know. So knowing your own human design and where your strengths and weaknesses are, or not strengths and weaknesses, but where you're very powerful in an area or you're open and knowing all of that. And I just learned something from you, Sandra, about that. That was really neat. You actually are setting people free to buy from you
Yes.
because you're eliminating the barriers that you naturally are putting there. So if you know what those barriers are, you can release yourself from them while you're interacting with your clients. It's really powerful.
Yes. Another really common issue in human design is some people really struggle to be heard. And that can be in the chart. And in my experience, when people have that in their chart, very frequently it's a part of their experience. So as a business owner, if I am intentional about making sure that the person feels like they can communicate and be heard, again, I am addressing a potential challenge that a lot of people are going to have. Just going out of my way to make sure that this person is able to express themselves and that I am waiting to receive that. So helping people feel like, yes, I am actually listening and I care about what you want, what you need, what your issues are. Again, addresses some potential challenges in the chart. Now you don't know when you're interacting with somebody, you don't know what's in their chart, obviously, because
Correct.
there's not an established relationship there. But when I come from these places of, okay, so knowing that this is something that a lot of people have, how can I just communicate in a way that makes everyone in general feel safer and more comfortable in that area?
That's so great. And it lends itself to, we've all heard of know, like, and trust. This is another facet of that where you're aware of what's going on for you. And I'm a big proponent of if you know about yourself something that could be a block or off-putting or challenge for someone else, it's my responsibility to overcome that. For one, I talk really fast. I can talk really fast. I think really fast. It's my responsibility to recognize when someone needs me to slow down, to describe things in more detail or whatever that is, because I know that's something that, I'm a big personality, so I know that I need to bring that in around certain people. This is just an unrelated story, but I went to a meeting one time, and I walked up to this gentleman to talk to him because I liked what he had on his t-shirt. And I am not kidding you, Sandra. He literally backed away from me because I came in with so much energy. I was so excited about his t-shirt, and he was just like literally stepping away from me. So it was a real like awareness that I had. Oh, wow, I need to like read the room a little bit better. And this is a way for us to read ourselves. And this is such a power tool that we can have in our tool belt to really become effective communicators, to really become effective in our relationships.
So let me give you something that I would share with someone like you about that exact situation, right? So it sounds like your human design chart is a very strong chart with lots of energy that you put out into the world, knowing that there are going to be some people that have that back away kind of response. When you see that, you know, oh, all of the strength and energy in my chart is broadcasting out, and that person probably doesn't have a chart like that. So if I am feeling like I am taking that energy that I am broadcasting out so strongly and draw it back a little bit, right? Knowing, I mean, it sounds like you do that consciously anyway, but understanding from a chart perspective what's going on can support you. Right? It's like, oh, wait a minute, my chart is probably overpowering that person's chart. So I'm just going to back up a little bit when you see someone having that characteristic response.
And I love introducing listeners who may not be in the space where they've even heard the words human design together, because it is something that makes you more conscious and therefore more effective. So I really, really do like this tool for those types of things. And I love your mission is to bring harmony into people's lives so that they can actually have the life that they want and they can channel their energy into having the business that they want because they've released all of that, been able to relieve all of that anxiety to create more harmony.
Let me finish the story that I was telling, and then
Oh,
I'll tell you
yes.
something else. So, in recent months, my client has spent multiple week trips staying at her daughter's house, staying with their family, and getting to visit for weeks at a time with both her daughter, where that relationship is improved, and her granddaughter.
Oh, that's so
Two
beautiful.
trips over the holiday period. Right? So it's like transformation happened in that relationship. And now my client, actually, we did the same thing with her husband's relationship because there was strain there. And then now my client has more energy to focus on her business. And what does she want to do with her business?
That's so powerful. And I thank you for remembering to come back and finish the story. I get so excited. I love that. And it's just a testament to what a powerful tool this is, that it's transforming and reviving and bringing recovery to damaged relationships that if you didn't work on it wouldn't improve. So I think that's the and she gets to focus on her business again. So
Yes.
bonuses all around. I love all of that. So
I
Sandra.
have another point that is very business specific. Okay. When you are living according to your design, when you are consciously living consistent with the themes and the energies in your human design chart, you're beaming out into the world who you are all of the time. That's what your chart does. It beams out into the world and it calls to you opportunities to give your gifts and to have the experiences and the lessons you're here to have. Your chart is always doing that, okay?
Yeah.
If your chart is beaming that out, but your actions are different, then the people out there get a confusing message.
Yes.
And you've heard, right? A confused mind never buys.
Right.
So when your chart is broadcasting out one thing, and then what you are doing and saying, you bring them to match, then people out there are getting a consistent energetic message from you that attracts people to you, attracts opportunities to give your gifts, attracts opportunities to be the person you want to be. So the more consistent you are with your chart in your words and in your actions and in your thoughts, the more you will attract your perfect opportunities.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Okay. I do want to make sure that we have time to tell everyone about your gift, Sandra. Tell us about that.
I have a video series called 7 Tips to Boost Your Business. It's something you're going to receive over in my email. And to get to it, you go to shinewithsandra.com.
I love that. Shine with Sandra, and it's S-A-N-D-R-A, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So shinewithsandra.com. We will, of course, have that in our show notes and in the portal. Our portal is profitconnectors.club, profitconnectors.club, because you are our profit connectors, and this is a club just for you. It is, of course, free to join. And inside that portal will be all of our episodes, information about our speakers, how to get in touch with them, links to their free gifts, their bio, all of that information will be in the club. And so go there to get all of your gifts. I really appreciate you being here today, Sandra. And do you have any like one parting gem that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I like people to realize that you are making your unique contribution 24/7. No matter what you are doing, even if you are doing the laundry, you are making your unique contribution to the world. So it's not just in your business, in your work, it's everywhere. You're always making contribution.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for being here, Sandra. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we look forward to seeing you on the next Profit Connections podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.